Salam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. We said that if you want to be revolutionary, you must be dedicated, courageous, independent from wealthy and powerful people, and also not become discouraged by the greatness of the enemy. The fifth phrase of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this hikmah number 3 of Nahjul Balagha, says, "Wal ajzu afatun," helplessness is a pest. This leads us to the need for plans and faith in our lives, meaning that thinking I cannot do it is a pest, an obstacle, a disease. It is like an illness which will weaken us and create a huge barrier between us and success. If we want to be successful in anything, we need to be aware of the obstacles on our path. And one of the main obstacles which prevents us from moving forward and improving ourselves is the feeling of helplessness and powerlessness, where we don't see ourselves as capable of accomplishing certain tasks. In other words, failure is not cause of losing confidence, but losing confidence is the cause of failure. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, in one of his lectures before the realization of Islamic revolution, wherein he addressed the ulama and the youth on the subject of revolution and defeating the oppressive regime of Shah, he said, "It is due to our ineptitude that we assume the possibilities to be impossible." Obviously, this doesn't mean that we should get pumped up with a forced self-confidence which is based on pretense and things like body posture or repeating some mantra. Of course not. This confidence and efficiency comes through hard work, which relies on reflection, planning, and most importantly, belief. A belief which drives you forward and enables you to realize your full potential as the servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Some argue that the path of truth is much harder than the path of falsehood, and some give the example of climbing up a mountain versus rolling down. However, I believe the opposite. I believe Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided us with so many tools and blessed us with so many opportunities to elevate ourselves and be guided in the path of truth, that there is only the matter of our will and our decision. Most of the time, we are the ones who have let ourselves be manipulated by falsehood so much that we have become comfortable in and content with our miserable and empty lives. Lives without true love, lives without an infinite goal, lives without sacrifice, and lives without an ultimate purpose. But when we open our eyes to reality and view life through the lenses of revelation and our pure Imam's teachings, blessings and opportunities are all over the place. Miracles are happening in each moment, and we finally become aware of them. And there is only our will and decision which is left to fly above everything that does not really matter compared to the satisfaction of our true love, true attachment. In fact, the only love and the only attachment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the only one who will free us and satisfy us. And it is only Him that we should worship. So think, plan, act, and have faith. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.